I'll get there in a minute. We'll look at Leviticus chapter 24.
Help him, Lord.
Appreciate what Nathaniel said. That's right.
Yes.
Amen. That's good encouragement. And I thank God he's faithful.
Yes.
And I'm glad Nathaniel early on in his walk with God already knows that. He's already learned that. And that's just the goodness of God. And I appreciate you encouraging us this morning, brother. Leviticus 24. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive beaten, for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually, without the veil of the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, shall Aaron order it from the evening unto the morning, before the Lord continually. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. He shall order the lamps upon the pure candlestick before the Lord continually. Heavenly Father, we thank you for guiding us to this portion of Scripture this morning. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'd help us, Lord, to be an encouragement to your people. Lord, help us to proclaim truth this morning. Lord, I pray, God, for each and every heart. Thank you for what we already heard. Lord, I pray, God, you'd bless this time in the house of God this day to our benefit. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. Well, as we look at this here, what this is talking about is the Lord giving instructions here to Moses about what is to be done there in the tabernacle in the wilderness. And it's talking about all this where he goes in, and this is all in the holy place. It's not in the holy of holies where the ark is, but it's in the holy place. And there was three pieces of furniture there, Jonathan. There was that altar of incense representing the prayers of God's people, and there was the table of showbread. But I want to look this morning here on that candlestick, up on that candlestick. You've ever seen one of those? In this day and time, the Jews call it a menorah. And what it is, it's just one candlestick, and it goes up and has light there, and then there's three branches out each side. So there's really like seven lamps there on that one candlestick. And as I read that, Brother Keith, I thought about over in Revelation where it talks about before the altar of God was the seven spirits of God. And I'll be honest with you, I've tried to study some of that, and I don't know a whole lot about that. But I do know that candlestick represents light, and he is the light that come into this world and lighteth every man. That represents the Lord Jesus Christ, who does give us light through his word, because he is the word, amen. And I'm thinking about that. And oh, what a precious gift for us to have the light, to have the very Son of God for light in our presence, amen. And I got to thinking about that, Brother Todd. And you know, the way that tabernacle was, you know, it had several layers of skins and stuff that would come down and go all the way to the ground to cover that tabernacle. And once you got into that holy place, it was pretty dark in there. Amen. And so that lampstand did serve a purpose. It was the light in the holy place. Amen. But I want you to think about this. If that lampstand was not lit, it'd be pretty much pitch dark in there. Yeah. Amen. That thing was designed to keep the natural light from the outside of the world out. Amen. That thing was designed to keep the world out of the holy place. When we go in our holy place, Brother Nathaniel, and to pray and to study, we ought to pray and ask God to help us in our mind and our heart that we'll shut out the world, amen. We'll shut out the false light, the natural light of this world. Amen. And just sit there and bask in the glorious light of the Son of God. Amen. Lord, help us do that. We all know as a child of God that we should always try to keep the world out, but especially when you go in the holy place. When we come in the house of God, amen, Brother Dennis, we ought to keep the things of the world out of here, amen. It ain't got no place in here. This is a place for worship, for preaching and teaching and for praying, amen, and rejoicing and singing the old songs of Zion. Amen to His glory, praise God. And we ought to keep the world out of the house of God. Amen. The world has no place in here. The world can't do nothing for me spiritually. I come this morning, Brother Todd, with an expectation in my heart, looking for God to show up and do something. And I don't want my mind cluttered with the things of the world, or the troubles or problems I've had through the week. I want to be able to just block all that out. God help me just to drop all the coverings and all the skins all around me. Amen. And just sit in the dark and wait on the good light from the lampstand to show up.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We want to keep that natural light out of the holy place. Amen. It's the lampstand that lighteth it. Amen. I like it also over in Revelation where it tells us when we get there one day and everything's been made new and everything's complete. Amen. It said there these lights in the sky we have will be no more because He will light the city. Amen. Is that right? He ought to light our lives now.
Amen.
I don't have to wait till I get to heaven, Brother Keith, to enjoy the good light of God. Amen. I can enjoy the good light of God here. And thank God He's merciful to us. Praise God He saved us. And He saved us for a reason. And that's to walk in the light. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Help us, Lord, to just keep all the outside distractions
right.
out of our mind, out of our heart. Especially at the holy place. Rather that be your prayer time at home, or your study time at home, or here at the house of God. Amen. Try to just get all that blocked out. Amen. Think about that tabernacle.
Yeah.
It was designed to keep the natural light out. Amen. Because that place is to be lit only by the Son of God.
Amen.
Amen. But I was thinking about that, and listen to this. It talks about, He said, He commanded the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually.
Yeah.
And I got to thinking about that. It said people was to bring this now. This was their responsibility.
Yeah.
Now that pure beaten olive oil, I studied on that, Brother Todd. And they said what that was that pure olive oil.
Yeah.
It was still a beating process. It wasn't mashed, say, like they would do with other things through, the press and stuff, or grind it. It was beaten. There was a process there, and it was designed to keep that oil clean and pure. No other kind of oil could be mixed with it. Amen. You know, sometimes you get oil, and it might be part vegetable oil, part olive oil, part this, part that. Is that right? If you buy oils to cook with. Amen. But what this is talking about here, he said, it had to be that pure oil of the olive beaten. I mean, it had to be pure. Amen. Nothing mixed with it. You see where I'm going, Brother Nathaniel? Same thought. Nothing can be mixed with that. Amen. Well, see, that oil we know the Bible teaches us is a type of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen. When we go into the holy place, amen, it's our responsibility, not just the pastor. We're not coming here right off of what he's got in the holy place this week. Praise God, I hope. And I pray that God's touched him and helped him in the secret place. But you can't expect to come in here every Sunday and every Wednesday and think the man of God's just going to spoon feed you.
Right. Amen. You've got a responsibility to bring something with you, to contribute to the atmosphere in the house of God, to be in, coming here and being encouragement to one another. Amen. To come here and shake hands, say, brother, it's good to see you. I love you. Amen. I mean, show the kindness and the love of God to one another. Is that right? Amen. Don't bring all that mess from the world in here. Amen. Just bring that pure oil. No mixture. You can't mix anything with the things of God, no way. It won't. Won't work. You can't mix that. We look out across this world nowadays and see everybody under the sun. They want to try to mix something with the gospel. They want to add something to it. They don't really believe God. They don't trust if you'll just preach the word of God faithfully and pray for sinners that God's faithful and He'll save sinners. They don't believe that. Oh no, we got to do something. We got to add something to it. We got to entice them. No, well, I'm against that. If you don't know that, I'm sure all y'all here know me a while. I'm against that. Amen. We're not to be mixing that. We're to be bringing that pure oil. Amen. Just trust in the Holy Ghost. Amen. To do the work that He was sent to do. And I can't do His job, Brother Keith. Amen. He ain't going to do mine neither. He said, tell the people to bring this. Now, they had to go through that process. They had to put in a little effort, Brother Chris. They had to put in a little effort to get that pure oil. Amen. And you know something I read? They said they couldn't use any olives that had fell off the tree and touched the ground. They had to be picked fresh and ready and ripe and then go through that process. If they fell on the ground, they couldn't use it. Amen. Anything that touched the world, it contaminates it. Amen. That's the lesson of that. It contaminates it if it touches the world. You can't mix the things of God with the things of the world and expect to get any help from God. Amen. You got to do it according to the Word of God. But he ordered the people, said, tell the people to bring this. We've got a responsibility as members. Say, well, I'm just a member. I'm not a preacher or a teacher or none of all that. You still have a responsibility. Amen. When you come to the holy place, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, amen, you need to come prayed up with your heart in the right place, looking for God to do something for us. Amen, Brother Shane. Is that right? Amen. That is your part, to pray. I don't care if you flatter your back and bedridden, sick, you can pray. Is that right? Anybody can pray. I mean, and that's not a small thing. Prayer is important. Amen. And we ought to keep this in mind. Anything we bring to the time of fellowship or the time of service or the time of worship with the Lord Jesus Christ, it should be pure.
Yeah.
Pure. A pure heart. That's right. A pure mind. The pure word of God. I ain't getting up here this morning with an NIV. That ain't the pure word of God. Amen. I just thought I'd throw that in. I'm sure we ain't got nobody here wanting them things. Amen. Somebody might be watching this morning. Amen. I guess that's for them. Pure. God wants our pure heart. Amen. He said to bring it. But look at this. Just one other thought I had. He said, verse 3, without the veil of the testimony, excuse me, in the tabernacle of the congregation shall Aaron order it from the evening to the morning. Before the Lord continually. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. From the evening till the morning. Now you tell me if I'm wrong here, but if I'm understanding that right, that means when it's dark outside. Amen. when you're in your darkest hour, amen, you seem like the world's just beating you up. Amen. I mean, you're down, whether it's physical illness or you're just spiritually cold or the world just seems to be on your back and fighting you tooth and nail, or whatever it is, and you're just going through the dark hour, James. Amen.
Yeah.
That's when we need the light and the pure oil more desperately than we do at any other time. Amen. You say, well, the sun ain't out. No, the S-U-N ain't out, but the S-O-N's always around. Amen. He's always there. And he'll outshine that S-U-N any day of the week. Amen. When it's dark. You know, we get to trusting in the natural. I think that's what this is teaching us. During the day, we feel comforted, we feel warmed, we feel all these things in the flesh naturally. And a lot of that's good things because of the sun, the S-U-N. Amen. And you know, without that, nothing would grow. A lot of y'all in here has gardens. You know that. Nothing would grow. Nothing would bring forth fruit without that light. But that is a picture of the light of God on the church. Amen. But even in the darkness, now get this, church, even in the darkness, we have the moon to give us light when it's dark. But let me remind you of something. That moon does not shine of its own brightness. It's simply reflecting the light it's getting from the sun. Amen. That's what the church is supposed to do in the dark hour. Amen. We're the moon. We're the moon. We are to reflect the light from the sun to give a little bit of comfort and a little bit of light in the darkest times, Brother Todd. Amen. Jesus said, let your light so shine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you say we know that's Jesus. That's right in us. But he gave us that. It's ours. That's what the Word of God says. Let your light shine. It's yours. That's a gift God gave you, child of God, is to have the light in you that you might shine it to the rest of the world. Amen. And that's what we're supposed to be doing, to be a blessing to others. And you know something I've learned, Jonathan? The more I try to be a help and a blessing to others, the more I find other people seems to gravitate to me and be a blessing to me.
Right. Sure.
You reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. The light of that candlestick and the things that teaches us. I like the Old Testament because, you know, we were told by Paul it's for our learning. It is a picture of things to come. It is a type and a picture of spiritual lessons that are applied in the New Testament times and in the church age. Amen. That's right. And see, that lampstand represents Christ. My question to you this morning, church, in your holy place, is the lamp burning continually? He said, bring it. Bring the oil. You can't bring something you don't have either. If you're here this morning, you're lost. If you're a sinner here this morning, you don't have this oil. You need to get it. Amen. He's faithful to save. Amen. He said he'll not turn a one away, Nathaniel. It'll come to him in faith. Is that right? But those of us that has that oil, we need to bring it. We need to keep it pure. Amen. And bring it to the holy place. Bring it to those times in fellowship with God. Amen. And let our light shine. That's Him shining through us, but it's still our light. He gave it to us. He gave it to us for a reason. Amen.
Yeah.
We're to be an encouragement to one another. We're to help one another. And I think this church, I want to say this, does a really good job of this. Just like anything else, we could always do better, but I'm not being critical. We do a pretty good job here. That's the good blessing of God. But we don't want to lose that by taking it for granted or getting lazy.
Right.
You know, keep these things pure.
Yeah.
Keep the oil pure. Bring it. Bring it every time, amen, to the holy place that His light might shine continually. Hey, we're the only light this world has.
Right.
We're the only light our children has.
Right.
We're the only light our grandchildren has. Amen. And trust me, they're looking at us our neighbors, our family that don't know him. I'm talking about sinners now. They're watching us. They're watching us. And I'm going to tell you what, if you start mixing these things, you start mixing the natural with the spiritual, they're going to know it.
Right.
They're going to know it, and they're not going to see anything genuine or real in you. And you're going to have a really hard time having an effect on their life.
Right.
But if you'll just stay pure and bring and do what God says and trust him, just do what he says and trust him. It's not in our hands anyway. The results are. That's where we trust him. We just obey and then we trust him. Amen. But keep these things pure and let the light shine. Amen. Thank you, Brother Hyde.
Everybody, well done, brother. Well done.
Message. I thank God for it. Amen. Well, he said also in the book of Philippians, he said, let your light so shine in a perverse and crooked nation.
Amen.
Whom ye shine as lights. We in a dark day. Amen. They need to see the light. And I thought about that verse too. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. If we walk, that's a conditional. If we walk in the light. If. I mean, if you don't walk, the light you walk in, like he said, reflects from you. You can't walk in darkness all week and then think you're going to shine like a light. You got to walk in light. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ. His Son cleanseth us from all sin. Thank God, fellowship for us at is what he was talking about there when he's talking about getting in that place. Amen. Brother Chris, pray for us this morning.
Our Father, Lord, we are grateful for your word this morning.
Yes.
We are thankful also, Lord, that you continually, Lord, touched your word, touched the man of God.
Yes.
And with us, I thank you, Lord, for the revelation of your word in our hearts this
yes.
morning. Lord,
yes.
Touch on our hearts and helping us. It was a great blessing unto me, and I know I'm not alone, and I thank you, God, for bringing, Lord, yourself unto this place. And I pray,
yes.
Father, this morning, Lord, that you continue on with us. Ask you, Father, Lord, that you might fill this pastor, Lord, with the power of God.
Oh, yes,
ask
yes,
you, Lord, to guide and direct his path, Lord,
oh,
to
yes, yes.
service this morning. Lord, that it might, Lord, glorify you. I pray, Father, this morning, if any come in, Lord, never been born again.
Yes,
I pray, Father, Lord, your working hearts, Lord, that they might, Lord, see themselves as they are lost. And I pray, Father, Lord, that you please, Lord, guide them into that place. Lord, break them down, Lord, that they might be born into the family of God.
Yes.
I pray, Father, this morning, Lord, also, that you please help us in our fellowship, Lord, that we might, Lord, love one another, pray for one another, uplift one another in prayer and in spirit, Lord, that we might, Lord, encourage one another in the faith, Lord. I pray, Father, Lord, we need you in this hour. I need you, Father, Lord, in my own life, Lord, that we might, Lord, walk in your word and in your way, Lord, we might glorify you.
Yeah.
Help us, Lord,
oh,
we might,
yes,
that over in Matthew, Lord,
yeah,
let your light shine before men that they may see your good works
yes.
and glorify your Father in heaven, Lord.
Yes.
You are certainly worthy of all glory and all honor. And I pray, Father, Lord, this morning, Lord, that you do get honor and glory for what's been done.
Yeah.
Help us this morning, Lord, to be receptive unto your word
yeah.
and unto your presence.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Father, we'll certainly thank you, praise you for all things that you do. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Take time to fellowship, brother.